The Iowa House has tried for 3 years in a row to pass water quality legislation, and it's finally succeeded on a mostly partisan vote. The new legislation spends millions of dollars on water quality improvement projects over the next decade, but the final version pitted farm groups against environmentalists, and there was bitter debate, as we hear from IPR's Joyce Russell.
Iowa's Nutrient Reduction Strategy is a research-based plan to reduce nutrients in Iowa waterways by 45%. Nutrients like nitrogen and phosphorus pollute Iowa drinking water and create algae blooms that make the lakes unswimmable. Spirit Lake Republican John Wills says the bill that finally passed assures there will be money to carry the strategy out.
The bill builds upon the successful implementation of the Iowa Nutrient Reduction Strategy and provides for long-term and sustainable funding. This is just the beginning, not the end.
The bill spends $286 million over 12 years to improve practices on the farm and in cities and towns. That money would be diverted from existing sources that currently pay for schools, infrastructure, and other priorities. That's a problem for minority Democrats.
I'm asking myself, why this, why now?
That's Mason City Democrat Sharon Steckman. She complained that leaders jockeyed the water bill to the top of the debate agenda when the budget isn't balanced yet.
So I really think we need to get our bills in order first before we start pulling revenue from schools.
Steckman, along with most Democrats, favored a version of the bill that also would have diverted money away from other priorities. But they say in their bill there was more to ensure that dollars are targeted where they will improve the water the most. Dubuque Democrat Charles Eisenhart said the alternative bill would have made more accountability possible, including
goals, timelines, measurement, monitoring of water quality in stream, public reporting of results.
The bill that passed instead initially came from Governor Branstad's office and has the backing of major farm groups as well as Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey. Northey called the bill doable. Boone Republican Chip Baltimore was one of a handful of GOP lawmakers who opposed it.
I did not come down here to check a box. And just because water quality, the words water quality are in the title of a bill, does not make me proud to vote for it so that I can put it on a postcard when I go campaign.
Critics say the bill makes individual landowners less accountable for any money they receive to improve farm practices. Baltimore singled out the Farm Bureau for what he called its aggressive lobbying and for, in his words, being unwilling to compromise. Representative Will called the lobbying immaterial. The Iowa Environmental Council said neither version of the bill provided enough money to address what they estimate is a $4 to $6 billion problem. One lawmaker called it a trickle in the bucket. The council put out a statement calling the bill that gained final passage an irresponsible use of taxpayer funds that gives no assurance of actually cleaning up our lakes and streams. Representative Wills said Iowa is already making progress getting nutrients out of the water.
We've already, in the last 5 years with the nutrient reduction strategy, 83% of our rivers and streams are monitored with water monitor devices, and they've shown that we've already reduced our nutrient load by 1% just in the 5 years. And so we want to continue that with that goal in mind.
In her condition of the state speech, Governor Reynolds called the legislation monumental. After it passed, she issued a statement calling it an important next step in making Iowa's lakes, rivers, and streams cleaner. She'll announce the time for a signing ceremony at a later date. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.